I must say, I am super excited to begin this new limud of Hilchos Deos. It's only going to last us about a week, but it's one of my favorite sections in all of Mishnah Torah, and I hope we'll all enjoy the experience together. Without further ado, let's begin Perek Aleph.
Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. Deos harba yesh l'chol echad v'echad m'mnei adam. V'zu m'shona m'zu, r'chol k'mena v'yoser. There are many different characteristics within each and every individual, and each one of these characteristics is different from one another. Yesh adam shu bal chema koes tamid. You have some people who are filled with anger, constantly upset. V'yesh adam shedai tom yusheves alav, and there are other people who are constantly in a state of being settled and serenity. V'enol koes kal, he never gets angry. And even if he does get angry, yichas kas ma'at v'kama shonim, he gets a little bit angry once every few years. Again, another type of mita. V'yesh adam shu gval lev yoser, and you have some person who's extremely arrogant. V'yesh hu shval ruach yoser, and you have somebody on the reverse, on the flip side of that, who's very, very meek. And you have somebody who's very, very desirous. He's always wanting something, and he can't even control that. And on the flip side of that, you have somebody who's very, very refined in the sense that he doesn't even desire the things, the small amount that his body actually needs. You have somebody who's very desirous of money, who constantly is thinking of ways to get himself more money. As the Pasuk says, somebody who loves money won't be able to be satisfied from it. On the flip side of that, and you have somebody on the reverse side who doesn't care about money, doesn't think about money, won't even go ahead and chase after the little bit that he needs in order to survive. And you have somebody who's very, very stingy. He won't use any of his money, even to the point where he is hurting himself. He'll fast, he'll starve himself in order not to waste any money unless he really, really needs to. There's somebody on the flip side of that who's wanton with his money, throws away his money easily, doesn't think about it. And the same can be said with all the different types of mannerisms, the type of dispositions, the type of character traits, however you want to translate deos. You can go in b'hol el v'onein, v'kili v'shoa, v'achzari v'rachaman, v'rachli vav, amit slave, v'yotzbehem. Same thing is true with all these different types of traits, such as somebody who's very, very happy and overly joyous, somebody who's very, very depressed, somebody who is very, very miserly, and somebody who's very, very willing to give, magnanimous, somebody who's very cruel, and somebody who's very merciful, somebody who's very, very fearful and cowardly, and somebody who's very, very courageous, and anything along these lines. Halacha Beis. V'yesh bein kol deyavadeya harachokum mena, b'katza acher, deyos beinonios, zu rachokum mizu. And you also have, within each one of these, different types of midos. If you note, the Rambam has described ones which are on opposite ends of a spectrum. It's not that there's just one mida and then another mida. He's described ones which counterbalance one another. So one is all the way at one extreme, such as arrogant, on the opposite extreme as being very, very meek. And then there's one somewhere in between, which is equidistant to the two. Now, with regards to all these different types of characteristics, some a person has inborn to them. They're just part of his natural makeup, part of his natural constitution. And there's other ones which a person is naturally inclined towards. It's not to say that he has them already apparent in himself, but just that it's easy for him to pick them up. And there are others which he doesn't have at all by nature. And there's other ones which are picked up not by nature, but through nurture. Either others have taught it to him, or he thinks on his own that, yeah, this is the right thing for me to be doing. This is the way I should behave. He thinks that this is what a powerful, successful person does, and therefore he proceeds in that path. Or others just told him that this is the right way to go, and indeed he decides, then he makes a conscious effort to go ahead and pursue that until it becomes part of his own natural makeup. Halacha Gimel. Shnei ketzavos harachoku zumizu shebechol deyavadeya eina derech tova ve'ein roi lo adam lelechas pehen lo lamdan latzmo. Up until now, the Rambam has just told us facts. Now he gives us a value judgment. He says that the opposite extremes, for example, let's go back, arrogance on one hand, or being very, very meek on the other hand, within that spectrum, neither of those are correct. It's not the way that a person should behave. He shouldn't teach them to himself. Rather, if a person has seen that he's naturally inclined towards one of them, or in some way he's prepared to acquire it, or he already has acquired it, and he's already become so accustomed to that it's part of his nature, he should return himself back to the middle path, the good path. He should go back to the good ideal, which is the straight path, which is in the middle, as the Rambam is about to explain more.
In Al Chadal, the Rambam now turns to clarify more about what this middle path looks like. Haderech Hayashar he mita bein anishri b'chol devadeya mikol adeos sheish lo adam. The straight path is the middle point between all the various different opposing characteristics a person has. And that is to say, it's the middle point, it's the spectrum of one general mita, which has two opposite extremes. We're striking at the middle. And therefore, Chazal instructed that a person should constantly evaluate his character traits and assess them to ensure that they're aligned down that middle path in order that he lead a successfully wholesome life. Ketzad, what is an example of this? A person shouldn't be quick to anger, very easily agitated. He also shouldn't be like a corpse, which doesn't feel anything, but rather he should be somewhere in between. He should only get upset if it's a really big deal and into the type of thing that he's demonstrating his anger, so that way this will not occur again. Similarly, a person shouldn't be desirous of anything except for those things which his body needs. Again, similarly, a person shouldn't be so involved with his work to the point where it overtakes his other pursuits, and he also shouldn't be entirely without putting effort into his work, but rather he should work hard enough in order so that he can attain that which he needs to live on a temporary basic basis, and that should be enough for him. And he shouldn't go and try to grab more with his hands than that. The person shouldn't throw away all his money, scatter it into the wind, but rather he should use it appropriately and at the same time give tzedakah in accordance with those who need it and lend money in accordance with those who need it, in accordance with what he's able to lend. A person also shouldn't be somebody who is overly lightheaded and joyous, but he also isn't supposed to be depressed and solemn. Rather, he's supposed to live a meaningful existence of happiness all of his days in serenity and with a positive disposition. And the same thing is true about striking this middle path with regards to all different characteristics. In fact, this is the way of the wise. In fact, anybody who has established himself as following this golden mean of the Rambam's, he is considered a wise person. And somebody who veers a little bit from this middle path and pushes himself to one of the extremes a little bit this way or a little bit that way, such a person is called a chassid, somebody who's pious in that he goes to extremes. Ketzad, what's an example of this? Mishis rachik migova halev, anakatza achron, via shafal ruach bioser, nigra chassid, vizuhi midas chassidus. Somebody who goes to the opposite extreme from arrogance, beyond the point of normal humility, until the point where he's considered very meek. So then he's considered a pious individual. And indeed, that's the way of those who are pious. Had he merely gone away from the trait of arrogance till he hit the midpoint, which is humility, and then he was simply a regular humble person, so then he would be considered a wise person and not a chacham. And indeed, that is the way of the wise. And the same thing can be said, this was just one illustration, but it can be said for all other character traits. And the early pious generations, they would intentionally tilt their characteristics towards one of the extremes more than in the center, each one in accordance with what was necessary. There were those that they would push to the 100% point. There were some others they would push to the 0%, depending on which one we were dealing with. And this idea of going beyond that middle point towards one extreme under certain circumstances for certain people and with regard to certain characteristics, that's called going beyond the letter of the law. But we are commanded to go down these middle paths, and these are the good and straight paths, After all, the Pasuk says we should emulate God's ways, and the Rambam is going to now clarify what precisely that entails. In Halacha Vav, Kach Lamdu Beirish Mitzvah Zu, and indeed, this is what Chazal instructed us, and they taught us as explanation of this mitzvah, Mahu Nikra Chanan Afata Hey. Yay, Chanan. Mahu nikra racham avata, hey racham. Mahu nikra kadosh avata, hey kadosh. Just as God is considered gracious and merciful and compassionate and holy, so too we are supposed to be gracious and compassionate and holy. Valderach zu karu hanevim lakel, b'chol osan ha-kinuyim, erech ha-paim, erech ha-sitzadik, yashar, tamim, gibor, b'chazak, yotibhen. And it was, in fact, along these lines that the Nevi'im referred to God with all these different attributes. In order so that we can understand which ways of God we are supposed to emulate and try to follow along. After all, God, fundamentally, according to the Rambam, as we saw in Hilchos Yisurei HaTorah, is indescribable. We can't actually define his essence. However, when the Nevi'im would refer to God with certain attributes, those were triggers for us to say, ah, that's a good thing for us to do. That's what we're supposed to emulate. Halacha Zayin, V'ketad yagir adam atzmo b'deos elu ad sheyikbo. And how should a person go about accustoming himself and having these characteristics until they're deeply set into his personality? Yase v'yishne v'shalish v'maisim she'osa al p'yadeos ha'em tzayos v'yachsor v'hem tamid ad shi'u ma'aseyem kalim alav v'lo yeh b'hem torach alav v'kvavu ha'deos b'nafsho. He should repeatedly do actions which would align with somebody who had already hit the end point, and by doing those actions again and again, it will become second nature to him, and then he will eventually establish these characteristics within his own soul. And the Rambam then says, since these types of attributes are ones which the Nevi'im describe God with, and they are the correct paths for us to follow on, it's considered Derech Hashem. And this is when Avram instructed his own children. The Pasuk says that Hashem chose him because Hashem knows that he was going to go and teach his children. And in fact, someone who follows this path will bring good and blessing to himself. The Pasuk says, Avram was following these middle paths and was teaching his children to do so in order so that God would bring upon Avram all the blessing he had promised to bestow upon him. The middle path is the right path to follow because it's a mitzvah, as well as it is the wise path to follow. And because we take it for both of those reasons, we ultimately will have good bestowed upon us if we succeed in striking that balance.